When people talk about climate change, they're typically referring to the weather. But with a new president coming into office soon, and as he announces his cabinet choices, some are concerned about political changes affecting many social or lifestyle issues, including gay rights, same-sex marriage, social acceptance of the LGBTQ community. This is Lisa Berry, and there is an Ann Arbor woman who may already be feeling a change in social climate in her own neighborhood. And joining us now to explain is Susan Perlman. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
What part of Ann Arbor do you live in?
I live in the Burns Park area.
And how long have you lived there?
26 years.
26 years. So tell us what happened. You put a flag out?
I did. I started hanging this flag. It was, I don't have the exact date, but in June of this year, after the Pulse massacre in Orlando, I decided I was not going to be quiet. I wasn't going to be silent about it, and I wanted to make sure I was just supporting LGBT rights. And that's one way I was doing it. Hang the flag and keep it there.
And it's a rainbow flag.
Yes, it is.
And then what happened?
The day after the election, I found an anonymous letter in my mail, and it was somebody who was deeply disturbed by the flag because it was not an American flag. I think the anonymity is partly what bothered me, and the request that I should be hanging the regular stars and stripes along with it, which, you know, we live in a democracy, and we have freedom of speech, and we can choose what we'd like to hang outside of our doors. So I had mentioned this to some of my neighbors right away, and immediately their response was, well, where can I get a flag? And so we now have 20 flags of different sizes and peace signs hanging up in our neighborhood.
Are they necessarily rainbow flags?
Yes. Well, these 20 are. There are others who have the American flag that happened just before Veterans Day, too. So there are others who hang the regular stars and stripes. And I will tell you, I've certainly hung all different flags, including the regular American flag. But at this time, it was just something I wanted to do, something different and something supportive.
Was the letter all printed out? Did it seem like a lot of organized thoughts? Did you feel threatened?
It was quite a long letter, somewhat thought out, not, it seemed, I don't quite know how to say this, but just quickly done. Probably now, like I said, I've flown this flag since June, and it was just interesting timing to have it show up the day after the election. I think people are very emboldened now and speaking and saying whatever they want, and it did have a threatening feel to it, and I think that's mostly because it wasn't signed. If this had been one of my, and it was signed your neighbor, so it was signed something, but typically in my neighborhood, if people have an issue or want to talk to you, they'll make a phone call, send an email, show up and knock on your door.
So now there are 20 flags hanging in your neighborhood. How does that make you feel?
Very supportive. It feels like you're being wrapped in one big flag. But there's been a huge amount of support. And like I like to say, this is not about political stances in terms of who's president or who's not, but it really is a statement of we don't put up with hate. And that's what feels the best.
Susan Perlman, an Ann Arbor resident, thank you so much for sharing your story with us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.